ஸ்ரீநா தஸ்மை ஸ்ரீ குரவே நமஹ. ஸ்ரீ சைதன்யா மனோவிஷ்டம் ஸ்தாபிதம் ஏன பூதலே ஸ்வயம் ரூப கதாமயம் ததாதி ஸ்வபதாம். ஹே கிருஷ்ண கருணா சிந்தோ தீனபந்தோ ஜகத்பதே கோபீஷ கோபிகா காந்த ராதா காந்த நமஸ்தே. தப்தகாஞ்சன கௌராங்கி ராதே விருந்தாவனேஸ்வரி மிருகவானுசுதே தேவி பிரணமாமி ஹரிப்ரிய வஞ்சாகல்பதருப்பஸ்ய கிருபாசிந்து பயவச பதிதானாம் பாவனேபோ வைஷ்ணவேபோ நமோ. ஸ்ரீகிருஷ்ண சைதன்ய பிரபு நித்யானந்த ஸ்ரீ அத்வைத கதாதர சுபாஷாதி கௌர பக்தவ்ருந்த, ஹரே கிருஷ்ண ஹரே கிருஷ்ண 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 ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே ராம ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே. லேடிஸ் அண்ட் ஜென்டில்மேன், வி ஆர் வெரி மச் தேங்க்ஃபுல் டு யூ ஃபார் யுவர் கைண்ட்லி participating in this great movement, Hare Krishna. This Hare Krishna movement is especially meant for this age, because for self-realization, although there are many methods recommended in Vedic scriptures, in this age, the greatest common factor for self-realization is simply chanting this Hare Krishna mantra. Actually, our miserable conditional life is due to our forgetfulness. As I said, yesterday, day before yesterday, this material existence is a condemned position of the living entity, exactly like a criminal is placed in the prison house. Now, the whole Vedic literature is meant for getting us liberated from this conditional life. So far, Bhagavad Gita is concerned, the same aim is there, because at the ultimate instruction, Lord Krishna says, sarva dhamman parityajya mam ekam saranam. That is the ultimate. We have to come to that point, to surrender unto the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of God. It may take hundreds of years or hundreds of births, but unless we come to that point, our life is simply frustration. Dharma eva hi kevala. In Srimad Bhagavatam it is said, dharma sanusthita pungsa visyaksena kathasuja nutpada ekratin yadi Sramayeva hi kevalam. You can execute, you may have some particular type of religious system which you are following, it doesn't matter. But if that following your religious system, if you do not come to the point of understanding the Supreme Personality of God, or if you do not become interested in the matter of understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then you should know it, that your performances of all religious ritualistic ceremonies are simply waste of time. So, how to come to the point of surrendering to the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is taught in the 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. So I shall have given you some introduction to the Bhagavad Gita. That is, Bhagavad Gita contains subject matter relating to God, to the living entity, Ishvara, Jiva, and Prakriti, and a time factor, and karma. Now, in the beginning, the 6th chapter in the Bhagavad Gita are simply devoted to understand what is the constitutional position of the Jiva. The living entities are eternal. That is stated in the 2nd chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. Dehinasmin jatha dehi so
dohutasanta loke asmin deivatu
asmin loke. In this world, there are two kinds of living entities, not only in human society, but also in animal society, in trees, in plants, in...
There are 8,400,000 species of plants, aquatic,
plants, trees, reptiles, insects, birds, bees,
then human beings, civilized human beings, non-civilized human beings, and altogether, there are 8,400,000 species of life, and they are divided into
man's body. So, but I am the same. I can remember some of the incidences of my childhood, of my boyhood, of my youthhood. Therefore, I am permanent. That is the real understanding of the living entity. These things have been explained very vividly. And in the 6th chapter, Lord Krishna recommended how to practice yoga. Yoga is the beginning of linking up our lost relationship with the Lord. Yoga. Yoga means adding, addition, or linking. Because we are now forgotten. The yoga system, any yoga system means bhakti yoga, karma yoga, jnana yoga. There are different names of yoga. But actual fact is how to link up our lost relationship with the Supreme Lord. That is called yoga. Yoga indriya samjama. India, because we are being deviated from our eternal relationship with God, Krishna, on account of our too much being engaged in sense gratification. Bhogai sajya prasaktana taya aparita cetasa. Lord says, Krishna says, those who are too much after bhoga and aisarga, material enjoyment and material opulence, prasattana taya aparita cetasa, whose heart has been kidnapped by the process of sense gratification, for them it is very difficult to be situated in samadhi. Bhogai sajya prasaktanam taya apurita ketu. So yoga, yoga means to control the senses. Those who are too much in the bodily concept of life, for them this hatha yoga is prescribed. Just to control the sense by some mechanical way. You sit down, asana, pranayama, then dharana, pratyahara, there are 8 different stages of fulfilling the yoga practice and then come into the position of samadhi. Samadhi means fully situated in Krishna consciousness. That is real samadhi. Dhyanavasthita tadgata manasa. Dhyanavasthita tadgata manasa. Pashanti jami. Yogi. This is the definition of yogi. They are in meditation. And the mind being absorbed in the thought of Vishnu and Janapasanti, yogin. The yogina, by controlling the senses, concentrating the mind upon Vishnu, they become yogi. Dhyanavasthita tadgata manasa. Mind is absorbed in the thought of Vishnu. That is perfection of yoga. So, that is one method. Those who are too much, thinking of this body, for them this Hatha Yoga system is prescribed. But the aim of that Hatha Yoga system is to see or search out the Supreme Personality of Godhead, a Paramatma. Ishara sarva-bhutanam riddhesa arjuna tishtara. The Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart. And by this yoga practice, by samadhi, one is situated, constantly seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu. That is samadhi. But there is another method, supreme method, that will be explained in the 7th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. At the end of the 6th chapter, the conclusion is, yoginam api sarvesa madgata antaratmana sadhyabhan bhagati jumaṁ samai yuktatamam. Anyone who is always thinking of me within his mind, sadhyabhan, not mechanical, but with faith and love, sadhyam, and bhajate. Bhajate means bhajaseva, engaged in the service. Such person is the first class yogi. That is recommended by Krishna. And in the bhakti yoga system, the same thing is also recommended. Premanyana churita bhakti vilochanena santa sadaiva ridayesu vilokayanti yam shama sundaram achinta gunasvarupam govindam adipurusam tamaham bhajam. This is spoken in the Brahma Sanghita by Lord Brahma. He says that the devotee whose eyes are smeared with the ointment of love of God. Just like we sometimes use surma for clarifying our eyesight. Similarly, one whose eyesight is purified, we have to purify the position of our senses in order to perceive. With our present senses, materialistic senses, we cannot understand Krishna or God. It is not possible. Atha Sri Krishna Namadi na bhave graiham indriyai. He is not. Krishna is not perceivable by your material senses. Then why you are traveling so much? Because we have nothing but material senses. No. It can be purified. How it can be purified? By love of God. When you evolve your dormant love of Godhead, your vision becomes different. That is called premanyana churita bhakti vilochanena santa sadaiva ridayesu vilopaya. They are also yogis. Yogi namapi sarvesa. The same process. Either you go through the Hatha Yoga process or Jnana Yoga process, the ultimate goal is Krishna. Ultimate goal is Vishnu. And if we miss this point, then the Bhagavad says that you do not know what is your ultimate goal of life. Bhagavad says, Nate vidu sattva gatim hi Vishnu durasaya de bahirathamana andhadathandhi rupaniyamana stepi satantra urudami vadhya. So, the verdict of all sastras, Vedic literature, is aiming how to understand Krishna. That is the function of all Vedas. So Krishna, here in the 7th chapter, recommending personally, Krishna is teaching the process how you can understand Krishna. You haven't got to learn some art and method how to understand Krishna from anyone else. You can understand directly from Krishna. That is the process. The Bhagavad says, Athapi Sedeva Padambujadvaya Prasada Leshanu Grihitayimaya. Without Krishna's mercy, nobody can understand Krishna. That is the process. The Vedas also say, Nayam Atma Pravachanena Labdha Na Medhaya Na Bahunasthitena. One cannot understand the Supreme Soul simply by lecture. Pravachanena, if one is very expert in lecturing, it does not mean that he has realized Krishna. Na medhaya, or if one has very good brain, a great scientist, great philosopher, he can understand Krishna. Veda says no. Na medhaya. Na bahuna sutena. If one is very learned in Vedic literature, he also cannot understand Krishna. But one who is favored by Krishna, or when Krishna reveals himself to somebody, being satisfied with his devotional service, he can understand Krishna. Nobody else. Therefore, the process ultimately comes to the bhakti yoga. Bhaktya mama vijanati. In the Bhagavad Gita I will find that nobody understands Krishna. Manushyanam sahasyesu kaschid jatati siddhaya jatatam api siddhyanam kaschid vetimam tattva. To understand Krishna in truth, tattva, it is very difficult. Out of many hundreds and thousands of people try to make his life successful by spiritual advancement, by accepting so many processes, jnana yoga, karma yoga, dhyana yoga. And out of many perfect persons, or not perfect, out of many persons who have succeeded in such processes, one may understand Krishna. That is difficult talk. So without Krishna's mercy, the conclusion is, without Krishna's mercy, nobody can understand Krishna. Therefore, it is futile to explain Krishna, to comment on Bhagavad Gita, without being a devotee of Krishna. That is a fact. It is not that because one is very learned scholar, or because one is very learned scientist or philosopher, without any Krishna consciousness, it is not possible for him to understand Krishna. Athapi te deva padambujadvayam prasada lesanu grihita eva nachano ekopi chirang vichinna. Others, they may go on speculating for thousands and thousands of years. Still, they will not be able to understand what is Krishna. Therefore, Krishna, in the 7th chapter, he is teaching how to understand Krishna, how to realize it. That realization, he says, maya sakta mana partha yogam janyan madatraya asamsayam samadram mam jatha gyasasi tatsinu. My dear Arjuna, now I shall speak to you how you can understand me thoroughly. Of course, it is not possible to understand Krishna thoroughly. That is not possible. But still, as far as our knowledge is concerned, we can get an idea of Krishna if we follow these instructions. Krishna is unlimited. We are limited. Therefore, however we may become advanced, it is not possible for us to understand the unlimited. That's a fact. But still, we can understand to some extent by the mercy of Krishna, not otherwise. Therefore, Krishna says, maya sakta mana. One has to develop his mind being always attached to Krishna. Asakta means attached. This asakti is also not attained very easily, but there is a process. If we follow the process as recommended by the authority, then there is way. And one who is serious to understand God or Krishna, they must follow the methods prescribed by the Mahajana. Mahajana jena gata sa pantha. If we follow the footsteps of great personality, great acharya, then that is the way. You don't manufacture your own way. Then you will be frustrated. Mahajana jena gata sa pantha. So who can be greater Mahajan than Krishna? All Mahajans, they are great devotees of Krishna. Therefore they have become Mahajan. Just like Swayambhu, Lord Brahma, Narad Muni, Swayambhu, Narada, Sambhu, Sambhu, Lord Shiva, Swayambhu, Narada, Sambhu, Kapila, Kumara, Kapila, Manu. Kumara, the four Kumaras, Sanat Kumar, Sananda, these four Kumaras, and Kumara Kapila, Kapildev, the original propounder of Sankhya philosophy, Kapildev, and Manu, you know Manu Sanghita, the law giver to the mankind, Sambhuva Manu, Manu and Prahlad Maharaj, whose instruction we are discussing in the morning. Prahlada, Janaka Raja, Bhishma, the grandfather of the Kurus, Vyasati, Sukadeva Goswami, Bali Maharaj, grandson of Prahlada Maharaj, he is also an authority. And Jamaraj, he is also an authority. So we have to follow these authorities. Otherwise, dharmasya tattvano nihitam guhaya. We cannot understand the secrecy of religion. So, all these 12 Mahajans, they are great devotees of the law. Therefore, they have become Mahajans, authorized persons. Now, here, Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, taking compassion on the fallen souls of the Kali Yuga, he is personally instructed. How much fortunate we are, although we are born in this age, fallen age of Kali Yuga, still we are so much fortunate that Krishna personally is taking interest how to teach us. He comes personally as he is, Lord Krishna. And still when he is misunderstood, abhajananti manam murha, again he comes as a devotee, Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya was detected by Srila Rupa Goswami Namo Mahabadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gaurati Se Namo. He understood that Lord Chaitanya is no other than Lord Krishna himself. But he has appeared as a devotee just to deliver love of Krishna to everyone. Krishna Prema Pradayate. Krishna Prema, love of God, love of Krishna. One who delivers, one who gives in charity the love of God, he is called Mahabadana, the greatest of all munificent persons. Namo Mahabadana. So there is a program of Krishna. Sometimes he comes himself. Sometimes he comes as a devotee. Sometimes he leaves behind him instruction like Bhagavad Gita. And sometimes he authorizes somebody to preach this card. Of course, anyone who is a sincere devotee, he is authorized. That Krishna and Lord Chaitanya has said personally, Amar Agnai Guru Haiya Tarai. Our only business is to follow the superior, just like a faithful servant. If he simply follows the instruction of the master, then he is perfect. If he does not adulterate the instruction of the master, then he is perfect. It is not that those who are preaching this Krishna cult, they are all perfect. There may be many deficiencies. Any conditional soul has got four deficiencies, naturally. He is to commit mistake, however great man he may be. Surely, because he is conditional soul, he will commit mistake. You know, in our country, Mahatma Gandhi, he was a great man, undoubtedly. But he also committed mistakes. So what to speak of us? A conditioned soul must commit mistakes. And he must be illusory to accept something as something else. That is called illusion. Just like illusion, best example of illusion is given that Maya Marichika, to accept water in the desert. An animal sees that there is water in the desert, and he, being thirsty, he goes after the water, but the water also makes progress, and he also makes progress. In this way he dies. That is called illusion. Actually, there is no water, but he is fleeing after water. So, for conditioned soul, these are the defects. He is to commit mistake. He is illusion. And he has got a cheating propensity on. Everyone is thinking in transaction that I have cheated that man very nice. In business transaction, I have gained, he has lost. Of all the deficiencies, most important deficiency is that our senses are imperfect. We say that I want to see God. But we forget that our eyes are so imperfect that I cannot see in the nearest eyelid. As soon as I close my eyes, I do not see the eyelid. This is the power of my seeing. Therefore, we should not be so much proud of our seeing power that we say that I want to see God. Can you show me God? This is not possible. So, this four deficiency of conditioned soul are there. Therefore, we cannot have perfect knowledge by our mental speculation. That is not possible. We have to receive knowledge from authority. That is the process. Mahajana jena gata sapantha. If we receive knowledge, our process is that we are trying to receive knowledge from Krishna, the greatest Mahajan, the greatest authority. And if we follow the instruction of Krishna, then we are perfect. The same example as Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Amar Ajnaya Guru Hai Yataro Yai Desh, Jare Dakho Tare Kaho Krishna Upadesh. This is necessary. It is not that you have to become completely perfect by following certain process. If you simply perfectly follow the instruction of Krishna, then you become perfect. That is required. Don't adulterate, then you'll never become perfect. Other processes, yoga, dhyana, karma, jnana, there are many processes to make oneself perfect. But even becoming perfect, you cannot understand Krishna. Yogina, manushkaranam sahasreshu, kacchi jatati siddhaya. Siddhaya means perfection. Jatatamabhi siddhyanam, kacchi vetimam tattva. Even you become perfect, still it is doubtful whether you have understood Krishna. This is the position. Therefore, the conclusion is that if you simply follow the perfect instruction of Krishna, then automatically you become perfect, however imperfect you may be. That is our duty. It is not very difficult. Just a child, a boy, a child, he is asking father, my dear father, what is this? An intelligent child, questions like that. The father explains, this is this. Any child accepts, then his knowledge is perfect. Why the child should endeavor for understanding the thing as it is? It will take long, long years. And it may not be perfect. But if he accepts the instruction of the father or mother, immediately he becomes perfect. There are many other examples. Just like a child wants to know who is father. The mother says, my dear child, this gentleman is your father. That is perfect knowledge. But if the child wants to research who is his father, it is impossible to find out. Similarly, if we want to know the Supreme Father, Krishna or God, we have to take instruction from the Supreme Father, not speculating. Just like by speculating, we cannot understand our ordinary father without the instruction of man. If we go on speculating, he may be my father, he may be my father, he may be my father. Go on speculating, but you will never understand who is your father. But if you accept the authoritative statement of your mother, that he is your father, that is perfect knowledge. That process should be accepted. Otherwise, our position is very precarious. Atha Sri Krishna Namadi Nabhave Grayam Indri Sevanamukhi Hi Jivhado Same Vaspuratva. These, our present senses are very blunt, imperfect. It is to be purified by Sevanamukhi. Being eager to serve Lord Krishna, then our senses will be purified. Sarvapadhi vinirmuktam tatparatena nirmalam. Nirmalam means without any contamination. At the present moment, our senses are contaminated. I am thinking in so many different consciousness. I am thinking in consciousness of nationality, community, society, friendship, so many ways. But without Krishna consciousness, therefore, our consciousness is impure. We have to be free from all the designated consciousness. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I am not a Brahmin, I am not a Kshatriya, I am not a sannyasi, I am not a brahmachari, I am not a grihastha, In this way he denied his identity to all these eight kinds of forms and stages, varnatma. Then he said that gopi bhattu padakamalayo dasa dasanu dasa. And the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna, who is maintainer of the gopi. This is the identification of Chaitanya. So we have to follow the Mahajan, great personality, or a great devotee, like Chaitanya Maha. That I am also the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna. That is our real identity. This is called mukti, liberation. As soon as we understand that I am the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna, this identification is aham brahmasmi. I am not this, brahmasmi, this concept of life, that I do not belong to this material world. I am Brahma, I am spirit soul. So without being spirit soul, how we can become servant of the Supreme Spirit? Just like without being fire, you cannot remain in the fire. Similarly, without becoming Brahma, how we can serve the Supreme Brahma? So this is Brahma realization. Sarvapadi vinirmuktam, tatparatena nirmalam. Now after being purified, what is your position? Not that you become impersonal. There are philosophers that when one becomes identified with Brahma, he becomes immediately impersonal. No. We keep our personality. We are never impersonal. All of us are individuals. Krishna is individual. We are all sitting here. We are all individuals. So we keep our individual, but our senses become purified. That is called mukti. The Bhagavad gives the definition of mukti. Mukti hitva anatha rupam sarupena avasthiti. What is mukti? Mukti means when one gives up his engagement activity. Hitya or Natharu, identifying himself with something material. And he is engaged in his own original constitutional position, and that is called mukti. The original constitutional position is every living entity is a part and parcel of the Supreme Person. I have given you several times example. This is stated in the Shastras also. Just like this finger is my part and parcel of this body. It is the duty of the finger to serve the whole body. I want to do like that, the finger helps me. That is the duty of the finger. If the finger cannot do it, then it is to be understood that he is diseased. It is diseased. As soon as the finger cannot give me regular service, it is to be understood that it is disease. Similarly, any person who is not giving service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is diseased, materially diseased. He has to be cured. Therefore, the Shastra says, sarvapadhi vinirmuktam, tatparatena nirmalam. Just suppose I am a great patriot, I am giving service to my country. That's very good. But I am creating many enemies at the same time. Because there are other persons who are also interested with their country or community. Therefore, that kind of service is not perfect. That is a service with designation. Because I am thinking, I am spirit soul, I am Brahma, I am eternal servant of Krishna or God. But I am thinking that I am servant of this country, this community, this society, this so many things. So one has to become free from the designation. Then his senses will be purified at that time with the purified senses, when he renders service to the Lord, that is called bhakti. That is called bhakti. Bhakti is not a sentiment. It is practical. It is practical to engage just like Arjuna. Arjuna is certified by Krishna as a bhaktosi, my devotee. Does it mean that if he was sitting idle, he has gone to Himalaya? No. He was serving Krishna personally as a fighter. That is required. That is bhakti. Some gentleman criticized, Ramiji, your bhakti kai will make people dull because they will simply sit down and chant Hare Krishna. No, you have not seen a bhakta. You are misguided, I replied. In our India, two histories are there, the history of Ravana and the history of Mahabharata. And there was two great battles, fight with Ravana and Kurukshetra fighting. In these two fighting, the heroes were Vaishnava, Hanumanji and Arjuna. They are still worshipped as the great Vaishnava, Bajrangaji and Arjuna. So, it is a mistake. Here is the definition of bhakti. Tatparatena nirmalam. When your senses are purified by devotional service, not that your senses are wiped out in mukti. No, the senses are there. It cannot be wiped out. Simply it is purified. Just like if you have got some disease, the same example, in your finger, it is painful, you cannot render service. But when the finger is cured by treatment from the disease, it again gives service. Similarly, those who are not engaged in the service of the Lord Krishna, they are supposed to be diseased. The degree may be different, that one is very highly diseased or one is very slightly diseased. It doesn't matter. But he is diseased. Therefore, this is the curing method. Sarvapadi vinirmuktam tatparatena nirmala. Krishna says to Arjuna, sarvadharman parityajya mamekam saranam braja. When he says, when he was cured of the disease, Krishna asked him,